What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of BWT. I'm your host, Teddy, and today we will be recapping games one of the NLDS game and games one and two of the ALDS. But before we get into that, make sure you guys are liking this video, subscribing to the channel, Refuse to Lose. We've got amazing content being pushed out. We have five different shows now. The Refuse to Lose show with Joe, Tomo, and Dave. Then we've got BWT here with me. And then we have CTC, Carl Talking College. We've got FFC, Fantasy Football with Coombs. And then the Joe Jordan show. Make sure you guys are clicking the link in the description to become a member of the network. There's three tiers of membership: Pro, All-Star, and Superstar. Every level comes with a different perk, so make sure you click the link in the description to find out. And make sure you guys are subscribing to the channel. We're getting close to the 1K, and we need your help. So without further ado, let's get into game one of the NLDS. We've got the Phillies and the Braves. Game one, Bryson starts the scoring off in the top of the fourth with an RBI single, brings in Harper for a run to go up 1-0. And then in the top of the sixth, the Harper, Bryce Harper, hits an absolute moonshot. He hit the ball exit velo of 115 miles per hour for a solo home run off of Spencer Strider's curveball to go up 2-0. And then in the top of the eighth, bases were loaded. JT Realmuto was up, and there was a debatable catcher's interference called. If you watch, go ahead and watch a replay, it looked like nothing was hit by the bat, but you hear something, so it was probably like a lace. But to me, I didn't agree with the call. But they reviewed it, and they said that it got hit by the bat. So bases loaded, and that brings in a run. Hoffman got the win for the Phillies. Spencer Strider got the loss. He's 0-1 in the postseason with a 1.29 ERA. And then Craig Kimbrell got his second save of the postseason. And then we go into the Dodgers and D-backs game one. That, ooh, I don't know. If you guys follow Kershaw, you guys know that he has his postseason struggles. And he was even said, he even said in an interview earlier in the season, he'd rather struggle in the postseason than not even get there. Well, at the top of the first, the Diamondbacks came out swinging. They obviously saw him multiple times throughout the season. So they knew what he was coming with. Corbin Carroll starts it off with an RBI single. Christian Walker comes up with an RBI double, and then Gabriel Moreno hits a three-run home run for the second home run of the postseason. They're up 5-0, and then Evan Longoria gets an RBI double to go up 6-0, and that was before Clayton Kershaw was even able to get one out. He got one out, and then he was taken out of the game in the very top of the first inning. Terrible start by him. And then in the top of the second, Corbin Carroll continues to stay red hot. He hits a solo home run for his second home run of the postseason to go up 7-0. Leodis Gurriel Jr. hits an RBI double to go up 8-0. And old man Evan Longoria hits a sac fly to go up 9-0. And then in the top of the seventh, Alec Thomas had a great at bat. It was at least 9-10 pitches. He kept fouling off pitches that he didn't really like until he got the one that he was able to drive over the fence for a solo home run, his second one of the postseason, to go up 10-0. And Tommy Pham hit a solo home run to go up 11-0 in the top of the eighth. And in the bottom of the eighth, the Dodgers were able to get on the board to avoid the shutout with a two RBI triple to make the score 11-2, which was the final score in that game. Merrill Kelly got the win for the Diamondbacks. He's 1-0 on the postseason. And Clayton Kershaw got the loss. He's 0-1 with a 1.62 ERA. Not 1.62, 162. That is terrible. Oh man. I knew that he had his struggles, but I didn't think it was gonna be that crazy. The Diamondbacks were taking some fierce swings, and they did not miss many of them. He didn't have his stuff. He used to throw around like 97 with his fastball. Now it's at like 90, 91. He doesn't throw his curveball as effective as he used to. And it's just one of the legends of the game, getting towards the end of his career. And I think it's time, Kershaw. Just hang him up, bro. Hang him up. You are always complaining about your back. Every year you go on the IL at least once or twice. And it's always the same injury. So I would think he's close to the end. So that's game one of the NLDS in the Phillies Braves series and the Dodgers and Diamondback series. They have games two tonight. The Phillies are going out there with Zach Wheeler, who's 1-0 in the postseason with a 1.35 ERA. And the Braves are going with Max Fried. He hasn't pitched in the postseason yet. And the Diamondbacks are going out with Zach Gallen, who is 1-0 on the season, on the postseason, and with a 3.0 ERA. And the rookie Bobby Miller is on the hill for the Dodgers tonight. So those games should be interesting. Zach Wheeler was dominant in his first postseason appearance against who they play. I forgot who they played. Let me just 1 second. The Marlins. He was dominant against the Marlins his first game. So he's hoping to come out and do the same, but that lineup is going to be the Braves lineup is not the Marlins lineup, and they're going to come out mad. They just weren't able to get that big hit in game one. They were threatening a ton of times, and the Phillies just made the plays. And the Diamondbacks, so for the Phillies-Braves game, I think the Braves come out and tie the series up tonight. They can't go down 2-0. Going back to Philly with that home crowd, that'll be really tough. And I think the Dodgers win tonight as well, tie up the series. They have to. You know, both teams cannot go down 2-0 going to the opposition's field. They just can't. And these are some of the top teams in MLB all year. So the offense just needs to get on track, and I believe that the offense is excuse me. I believe the offenses come out clicking today. So that being said, let's go into games one and two of the Rangers-Orioles series, and then we will recap the games one and two of the Astros and Twins series. For the Rangers and the Orioles, Evan Carter started the scoring off with an RBI double to go up 1-0 in the top of the fourth. And then Jonah Heim with an RBI single goes up 2-0. In the bottom of the fourth, Ryan Mountcastle hits an RBI double to make it 2-1. And then in the top of the sixth, Josh Young hits a solo home run to go up 3-1. And then Anthony Santander comes up in the bottom of the sixth. He hits a solo home run to make it 3-2. Something happened in the bottom of the ninth inning. Gunnar Henderson led off the inning with a single. And then the next batter was Aaron Hicks. They get to, I believe it was a 2-1 count, and they put on a hit and run. And Aaron Hicks, it comes out that Aaron Hicks missed the sign. Gunnar Henderson ends up getting thrown out. He didn't get that good of a jump, but Aaron Hicks missed the sign, didn't swing. So that gave the catcher an opportunity to throw the runner out, which he did. Gunnar Henderson didn't say anything like throwing Hicks under the bus after the game in the interviews that he had in the locker room. And Aaron Hicks didn't even acknowledge the fact that he did it. I mean, pressure situations, you have to make sure you are locking in with your coaches, knowing the signs. As I coach myself, and one of the things that really grinds my gears is players missing signs, especially when we go over them multiple times throughout the season. So I understand the coach's pain in that situation, because if you look at the during the game, the camera was put on the Orioles coach, and he was like throwing his hands up. So he clearly wasn't happy about that situation. So I get that, because I've been there. Dan Dunning got the win for the Rangers. He has a 1-0 record with a 4.5 ERA. Kyle Bradish got the loss for the Orioles. He's 0-1 in the postseason with a 3.86 ERA. And Jose Leclerc got his first save of the postseason. Man, Aroldis Chapman looked like he was going to blow it in the bottom of the eighth. Let me tell you, he looked like he was gonna blow it. He let the bases get loaded. First and second with nobody out, and he got a double play, and then he struck the guy out to end the inning. But man, did it look scary at first. So the Rangers go up 1-0 in that series after game one, and then we'll get into game two here. Aaron Hicks takes that. That mess up that he had, and he just makes up for it. He comes up with the bases loaded against Jordan Montgomery with a 2 RBI single to go up 2-0. That's probably been a matchup that that has happened a lot, because they were both ex-Yankees, and live sessions, they probably went up against each other a ton of times in spring training and stuff like that. So that was tough to see my guy Jumbo Jordan Montgomery give up that hit to Aaron Hicks, a guy that really didn't perform. I'm still a little hurt about Montgomery not being on the Yankees rotation, because the guy that we traded him for is on another team, so that kind of sucks. And then we go to the top of the second. Leodis Tavares hits an RBI double, 2 RBI double to tie the game up. Mitch Garber comes up with an RBI single to make it 3-2. Adolis Garcia hits an RBI single to go up 4-2, and Jonah Heim hits an RBI single to go up 5-2. They were just putting the ball in play. There was two outs, and I believe it was Mitch Garver who hit like a little squibber off the end of the bat. It probably came off the bat like 60 miles per hour. Grayson Rodriguez, the pitcher, comes up, fields it, and like he lobbed it over to the first baseman. with two outs, there's gotta be more of a sense of urgency there, to get out of that inning. It's the playoffs, man. Nothing is guaranteed. So he's got to be better in that situation. In the top of the third, Mitch Garver comes up with the bases loaded and delivers an absolute bomb. Let me tell you, a bomb. Grand slam. They're up 9-2. All the momentum's on their side. In the bottom of the fourth, Jorge Mateo hits an RBI single to make it 9-3. And then Ryan Mountcastle hits a sac fly to make it 9-4. And Mitch Garver hits a ground ball. He grounds out into a double play that brings in a run to make it 10-4. And then Gunnar Henderson connects for his first postseason home run to make it 10-5. It was a solo shot. And then Marcus Semien comes up with an RBI ground ball to make it 11-5. And then in the bottom of the ninth, Aaron Hicks delivers a three-run home run to make it 11-8. He had himself a great game. Five RBIs, a couple hits, a home run. So good for him. Cody Bradford got the win for the Rangers. He's 1-0 with a 0.0 ERA. And Grayson Rodriguez gets the loss. He's 0-1 in the postseason with a 27 ERA. So he gave up a lot of those runs in the second inning, and it just wasn't ideal for him. And the Orioles, now they're down 2-0, going to Texas. That's gonna be tough. I hope they can do something, because they were my pick to go to the World Series from the American League. So just for my pick's sake, I hope they can come back and make this a series. But I gotta say, man, these Rangers bats are on fire right now. So that's gonna be tough. And then we get into game one of the American League. Sorry about that. Division series with the Astros and the Twins. Jose Altuve hits a solo home run in the bottom of the first, very first pitch of his at bat. He's a guy that gets things started for the Astros. They go up 1-0. And then in the bottom of the third, Yordan Alvarez just turns on a switch in the postseason, man. He's one of the scariest hitters to face right now in the game. In the postseason, he connects with a two-run home run to make it 3-0. And then Jose Abreu hits an RBI single to make it 4-0. And Chaz McCormick comes up with an RBI single as well to make it 5-0. And then in the top of the seventh, the Twins bats come to life. Jorge Polanco comes up with a three-run home run to make it 5-3. It was upper deck. He didn't miss that pitch. He hit an absolute bomb. And then the very next batter, Royce Lewis, hits a home run into the Crawford boxes, his third home run of the postseason, to make it 5-4. And the switch just stayed on for Yordan Alvarez. Hits a solo home run for his second home run of the game, second one in the postseason, to go up 6-4, which is the final score. Justin Verlander gets the win with a 0 ERA. And Bailey Ober gets the loss with a 9 ERA. And Ryan Pressly comes out and gets his first save of the postseason. Let's get into game two. In the top of the first inning, Carlos Correa comes up with an RBI double to go up 1-0. In the top of the second, Kyle Farmer hits a two-run home run to make it 3-0. And then in the top of the fifth, Carlos Correa comes up again with a two RBI single to make it 5-0. And Edward Julian comes up with an RBI single in the top of the seventh to make it 6-0. And the switch just stays on in the bottom of the eighth. Yordan Alvarez hits a two-run home run for his third home run in two games to go to make the score 6-2. Something worthy of mentioning is Carlos Correa passed Derek Jeter and David Ortiz for RBIs in the postseason. When he was told about it, he was in shock because he grew up idolizing those players. So for him to pass them in postseason RBIs in such a short time of his career, he's been in the league for about like 6 or 7 years. That's just a testament to him just being clutch and him always being in the postseason. Because before the Twins, he was with the Astros, and we all know how that went down through the trash cans. But for him to be able to come up in key situations, good for him. Hats off to him. Pablo Lopez gets his second win of the postseason. He has a 0.71 ERA. And Framber Valdez came out and didn't really look too good. He's 0-1 with a 10.38 ERA. So that's all we got for you guys today. Peace.
Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all the next episode.